Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. In 2010, an astrobiologist named Felisa Wolf-Simon at NASA published a paper announcing that a new species of bacteria had been identified in Mono Lake, California, that uses arsenic instead of phosphorus in its cellular makeup. The lake is highly salty and has lots of arsenic. Arsenic is chemically similar to phosphorus, but is less stable than phosphorus in water and is usually toxic to cells, partly because cells mistakenly take up the arsenic instead of the phosphorus. The usual ingredients of life are carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and sulfur. The discovery of this strain of arsenic-tolerant bacteria called GFAJ-1 was heralded as a major discovery. It suggested that life on other planets could have different chemical ingredients than life on Earth. The scientists demonstrated that the bacteria could grow in an environment high in arsenic and deprived of phosphorus. But more recent research could not replicate these results. Other scientists found that adding phosphate to the cultures produced great growth. They also showed that adding or removing arsenic from the cultures had no effect on growth. Also, Wolf-Simon revealed that her original cultures may have been contaminated with a small amount of phosphate. Though this may be simply an example of an organism that has managed to survive and reproduce in a toxic environment of arsenic, and the arsenic may not have replaced the phosphorus in the DNA of the bacteria. Another good example of how scientific beliefs can change as a result of new evidence. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.